Okay, today we're going to finish the second parak of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni and begin the third parak of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. So generally, Ma'aseh Sheni, you're not allowed to be metame, and you're not allowed to eat it if you're tame. So the Mishnah talks about how do you buy some wine with Ma'aseh Sheni money and still make sure that tame people can drink from it. So Misha, you mix us bun of tame, mix us and tahorim. Right, a typical family, some of the children in the house are tame and others are tahor, and you want to buy some wine with Ma'aseh Sheni money, and you want everyone from the family to be able to partake of that wine. So maniach haselav va'omer, you could take a sell of ma'aseh sheni money and say masha tahorim shosim sella zu mechulel salav. The sella, the kedusha of the sella should be transferred onto whichever wine my tahor kids are going to drink, and then it will be a glay milsel mafreya. This obviously is relying on breira, but it'll be a glay milsel mafreya that whatever they drank, that is the ma'aseh sheni, and the rest of the wine that the tummy children are going to drink, that should be chulin. So it's only glay milsel mafreya, meaning it's not like right now you're saying okay, 50% of this wine should be chulin and 50% should be Ma'aseh Sheni, because then it's going to be a tyroves, and when it's a tyroves, when you have Ma'aseh Sheni and Chulin that are Muravim Zavzeh, it will all have to be treated like Ma'aseh Sheni. So you have to be working with the principle of Breira, that once it is drunk, I now know that what was drunk by the Tahor people was the Ma'aseh Sheni stuff, and what was drunk by the Tameh people was not Ma'aseh Sheni stuff. Nimtzu Tahor Mutmeim Shosim Mikalechad, and that way your Tahor and your Tameh children could drink from the same jug of wine, and it's Shalom Al Yisrael, everyone could be happy. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. So Lo Yamar Adam L'Chaveru, a person should not say to somebody, to a friend of his, Ha'alis Haperos Ha'il Yerushalayim L'Chalik, bring these Ma'aseh Sheni fruits to Yerushalayim and let's divide them there, because that implies that the owner is going to give his friend some of the fruits as a wage for doing the job of carrying it to Yerushalayim. So you're then using Ma'aseh Sheni money to pay your workers. You're not allowed to do that. What you could say is Halim Shnachlim Nishtim Yerushalayim, bring these fruits up and we'll party together in Yerushalayim. Meaning it's not a gift that I'm giving you as a result of you bringing it to Yerushalayim. I'm just inviting you for a meal. You know, you bring these fruits up because that's what friends do, and I'll invite you for a meal. We'll eat together because that's what friends do. Avnos mazel zemat neschina. But two people certainly are allowed to give ma'aseh sheni as a gift to each other. You're always allowed to invite a friend for a meal, eating ma'aseh sheni money. So to quickly review what we learned today, the last Mishnah of Perek Vez said that if you have some family members that are tameh and some are tahar, and you want everybody to be able to share the same ma'aseh sheni wine, so buy wine with a seller of Ma'aseh Sheni, I'm sorry, buy wine, and say that whatever wine the Torah people are drinking, that should have a transfer of Kedusha, the Mafreya, from this, from your Ma'aseh Sheni money onto the wine, and whatever the Tameh people are drinking will not have this transference of Kedusha. And then Paragimel Mishnah Aleph said that you're not supposed to pay somebody with Ma'aseh Sheni money to schlep your Ma'aseh Sheni stuff to Yerushalayim. But if the guy schleps your Ma'aseh Sheni stuff to Yerushalayim, you could then invite him for a meal, because you're always allowed to give Ma'aseh Sheni as a matnas chinam to have a person for a meal. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Beis.